Declan Bonner, you're down here and down into the match for Paddy Fenney. Good run out for your team.
Yeah, good run out, and great to see a big turnout for Paddy Fenney and the family. And you know, Paddy was a brilliant Gael, and you know, I remember playing against Paddy on numerous occasions, and he was one of the players you'd say you'd have to watch on the opposition side, because he was a real ball player. You know, and every time that we ever came down to Downing, Paddy Fenney was first man here and the last man to leave. So no, Paddy was a real stalwart down here, and it's great to see. Number one, it was a beautiful day for it, and it was a great workout from our point of view, and great to see some of the 2012 boys here too. So no, good workout from our point as we prepare now for the McKenna Cup game on Sunday.
Yeah, so you give your lads a few days off there over Christmas, but it's back to work, and you know, you were doing a bit of a training session before the match, and then a good run out, and some of the lads showed well.
Oh, they did, Ryan, exactly, and it's important from our point of view, and I keep telling them every day to go out, whether it's a training session or whether it's a challenge match or whatever it is. You know, you've got to put your best foot forward, you've got to play, you know, because the competition for places is going to be really, really stiff as we go on now to 2019. And that's exactly what you want to see. And no, it's been very, very good, to be quite honest, and it's been a good workout.
Yeah, Queens on Sunday, your first competitive game of the new season. So I'm sure you'll be glad to get things up and running in a competitive sense.
Yeah, listen, exactly. We're looking forward to that, to be quite honest. And there's going to be a couple of good competitive matches. We start with Queens this weekend, and you know, then we're looking at Down and Cavan, both teams under new management. So those teams will want to hit the ground running also. So yeah, it could be an interesting couple of weeks now. And you know, it's ideal from our point of view, ideal preparations as we head into the start of the National League campaign at the end of January.
Yeah, and Queens are gearing up for the Sigerson Cup, so like they'd be coming all guns blazing to Bob Buffet, I'm sure.
They will be, exactly, Ryan. So they're getting ready for Sigerson, which starts in 2 weeks' time. And, you know, they're going to be young, they're going to be enthusiastic, they're going to be fit, so they're going to give us a good test, and that's what we're looking forward to. And it'll be a nice start to, you know, we're in McCool Park, and it'll be nice to get off the new season with a victory behind us, you know.
Yeah, Jason McGee seemed to pick up a wee knock there. Do you know at the minute what the story is there?
I think he just got knocked. I think there's nothing serious. Hopefully he'll be okay. We'll see how he is in the morning, and hopefully that he'll be okay to play on Sunday.
And the squad for Sunday's game will be pretty much what was in against the challenge game against Sligo there 2 weeks ago. Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah, we're looking at the same personnel. Ryan, it's a very, very young squad, and you know, there's a lot of those experienced players to come back into the fold. We're hoping to have some of those back on board come National League campaign. But at the minute, it's a very, very young, and you know, they're young, they're fit. You know, they're mad keen, and that's what you want to see. And as I say, once we integrate the older boys and the more senior players, and you know, I think we need that balance of youth and experience, and hopefully come the National League, some of those experienced players will be back on board, you know.